What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God, stay right with God. Today, we're talking about a scripture that is being misused to support equality amongst men and women. That scripture is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21, and it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So I see people using this scripture to say that men ought to submit to their wives and vice versa. The wives submit to their, you know, husbands, and husbands submit to their wives. And it's kind of, there's everybody submitting to one another. There is no hierarchy or, you know, leadership or anything like that. So this was prompted by a reader who was having a discussion with some people about this. And so I wanted to expound upon this topic and talk about it here. Many Christians today have been deceived by egalitarianism, which is, you know, equality. Everybody's equal. Everybody's the same. And when it comes to the sexes, they make us think that men and women are the same. And so this blurs the roles that were created for men and women. You know, they use this passage in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 to support the idea. So we're going to study that and show you that that's not what it's talking about. Okay? Because all you got to do is read. And you'll notice that they'll just take up one passage out of scripture without any context. And once again, as I'm in this series of sex about sex and family, we're fighting something called gynocentrism, fighting this Luciferian society that we live in that has taught us that up is down, right is left, black is white, men are women, women are men. This is what we're in. So if you hear people just buck against this topic, it's because they're dealing with spirits that's taught them to be against nature. If your own wife is saying, that's what she's dealing with, the spirit. Okay. The spirit of the world. And you got men also supporting this too. Oh, we just ought to submit to our wives, and it's kind of, it keeps the peace. And no, we have a manual for life, and that's the Bible. And it shows us what our roles are, what we're supposed to be doing. And if you go against that, we're going against nature. We're going against God. We're sinning against God, and we're going to bear the consequences. Right. So let me just get into these scriptures and show you what is really being said here. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21. It starts off by saying, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So that alone sounds like everybody's supposed to submit to each other, men and women, doesn't matter what your gender are. But if you keep reading, the next verse clarifies everything for you. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. And then it goes on to say in verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. All right. So it just tells you straight up. Yeah, we ought to be submitting to one another, but wives, you need to submit to your husbands. All right. So what this is showing you is that men are not supposed to be submitting to their wives. Okay. Husbands aren't supposed to submit to their wives. So then what is this passage in 21 talking about? Well, it's saying submitting yourselves one to another. It's talking about the men in the church. It's talking about brothers in Christ. Submit to your brother in Christ. Now, when you look up the word submit here, it means to yield to one's admonition or advice. All right. So nobody's above anybody in the church when it comes to advice, because God may be speaking through brother so-and-so who's not a pastor, and he may tell the pastor something. And so the pastor has to be humble enough to submit to that advice and listen to it at least and say, okay, let me listen to brother so-and-so. And brother so-and-so is just a sheep. He don't have a title. He's a brand new Christian or whatever, or follower of God. If you want to title himself that. Everybody's supposed to be respected as far as what they have, because God speaks through everybody in some cases. Okay. And now this is specifically for the brothers in Christ. All right. And that's why right after that verse, it says, now wives, do this. Because they don't want you to think, he didn't want to, if he left it like that and didn't say anything about the wives, then women would think, well, yeah, husbands ought to submit to their wives, and everybody's submitting to one another, right? But the scripture clarifies itself right after that. It says, now wives, do this. And he says, why? Because the man is the head of the wife. Okay, and it keeps going. So that's the quick understanding of that scripture. Just read the next verses and you'll see what's being said here. Don't let nobody take some scripture out of context and try to tell you to make you support some kind of, you know, egalitarianism or equality amongst men and women. Okay. Okay. If you just read it, it tells you wives submit to your husbands. So wives are under their husbands in the family hierarchy. This is why the verse 22 is there. All right. Husbands aren't supposed to submit to their wives in the same ways wives are to submit to their husbands, or else that would violate verse 23. And he goes on to say, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. So because the husband is the head of the wife, how can he be submitting to her? That don't make no sense, does it? It don't make no sense. So that's why these scriptures are here to show you. If you got common sense, you can see, okay, they're giving you an understanding right here. All right. Then he goes on to say in verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be their own husbands, be to their own husbands in everything. So he's telling the wives to be subject to their husbands. So first he's telling men between men and men are brothers in Christ. They all submit to one another. In other words, listen to their advice. Okay. Just because he's not a pastor doesn't mean he got something good, that he doesn't have anything good to say. That's what it's saying. Don't walk around as a man between the men in the church and say, I'm better than so-and-so because I'm a pastor or I'm a prophet and I don't need to listen to anybody. No, if that man's born again, God may speak through him and you got to listen. All right. So submit to him. Listen to what he's saying. And once again, if you look up the word submit here, it means to one of the definitions is to yield to one's advice. That's what it is. Okay. So, you know, nobody's better than anybody when it comes in the church. Okay. There may be roles and positions and leadership positions and stuff like that. However, he's telling us to be open to each other's advice. That's what he's saying here. So that's all that verse is saying. And the reason why it doesn't include women in there, because right after that, it tells you, wives, do this, submit to your husbands. All right. It don't go up to that and say after wives, and now husbands, submit to your wives. It don't say that. So that's why it's just trying to tell you so that nobody's confused that this is what the scripture is saying. So don't let nobody take nothing out of context and just read one scripture and not, because they just, that's how you get confused. Okay. Now, another definition of submit here is to be a subordinate, to obey and all that kind of stuff. And we see that those apply to the wives as well. So it says here in verse 24 again, let the wives be to their own husbands in everything, just like the church is in subjection to Christ. Okay, so the church or the men of God in the church are under Christ. And then under Christ is the man and under the man is the wife. That's how it works, or the women rather. He's just giving you the hierarchy. And this is how it's supposed to go. And to further talk about that, we already discussed this, but Genesis 3:16, it says that the woman will desire her husband or to dominate and control him, but he shall rule over her. All right. And that's a biological thing in a man. It's just to lead and to rule over his wife. Now, can a husband consider the advice of his wife? Yes, he can do that. So in some way you could say he's submitting, but it's not the same submission that a wife does to her husband. He can listen to her advice. He can say, okay, because she may have something like she's educated. She knows the particular terrain or whatever. Listen to her advice. But at the end of the day, you make the final decisions and you're responsible for where you guys go as a leader. So if she gives you the wrong advice and y'all end up in the wrong place, that's your fault. Okay. If you took her advice and she was telling you to go the right way and you didn't go that way and you failed, it's still your fault. As a man. So can we take the advice of our wives? Yes. But at the end of the day, there's a hierarchy. We are the leaders. We make the final decisions. And that's how it works. And we're going to continue to talk about what submission is when it comes to women, between women and men, how wives supposed to submit, what submission actually looks like in some latter, talks. But don't allow egalitarianism, this equality teaching where everybody's the same and all that stuff, to pervert the roles of men and women. Don't allow that. The society is telling you that. A lot of stuff we think is from the Bible is really from society, and then we just put the Bible with it. You know, we look at the Bible through the filter of society, and then we think that, oh, this scriptures applies to how we're already thinking and living. No, it's not. So that's how we have to study. We have to study the scriptures without filters. We got to just read it verbatim. Just say, okay, let me just read this. Another term I just looked up, it, brethren. Brethren means brothers. It's a plural form of brother. And it's talking about men. Brothers are men. And I'm talking about no sisters in that. Sisters are not included in that. So he's always talking about when, usually in scripture, he's talking to men directly. When you study scripture from now on, when you see brethren, it just means brothers or brother plural. And he's talking to men. That's it. Brethren is not, my sister in Christ is not my brother. That's not my brother. That's a sister. Okay. Now the Bible does talks about sisters. So we do have sisters in Christ as well. But when he's talking about brother, he's talking about men. He's just talking about just the men. Okay. And that's how society is set up. And this is how, from a biological standpoint, it's just the men talking. It's the men doing their thing. And the wives are connected to them as helpmates. Okay. They're not addressed because they're already a part of that man's family. He's talking to the men. He ain't talking to the women. Okay. But when he does talk to the women, he will address them as wives, women, virgins, maidens, or whatever term is used in scripture to refer to women. So let's stop looking at the Bible from an egalitarian perspective and see the scriptures for what they are. If he says males, if he's saying brethren, if he's saying men, that's who he's talking to. He's not talking to women. Now, if it says mankind, you know that it means men and women and children. Okay, that's what he talks when he means mankind, because a woman is a kind of man, one man. Okay, that's a kind of a man. All right, so this is, pay attention to the words and don't just assume that anytime he's talking to men, he's talking to women, because it's not. The Bible is very specific and it uses very specific words to express the ideas of God. So that's all I have for you today. Until next time, walk in the Spirit and be blessed.